Wisconsin Newspaper Association Director Peter Fox says he's not aware of any state newspaper running the controversial cartoons. Superior Daily Telegram editor Ron Brochu says his paper has no plans to run it.
I don't understand why anyone's running it. I mean, to me, it's the equivalent of running a cartoon showing, the Virgin Mary having sex with someone. That would be the equivalent offensive feeling that Muslims would have.
Brochu says running the cartoons shows ignorance of the Western culture to that of Islam. Ashland Daily Press editor Claire Duquette says there is reason to run the cartoons for a public understanding of the world anger, but that's something up to individual editors.
I do believe that the press has the right to run the cartoons. You know, actually, I haven't looked on the internet to see whether, you know, how offensive or inoffensive they may be. You know, we make judgment calls every day about our audience and whether or not what we put in is appropriate or not.
Milwaukee Journal Sentinel cartoonist Gary Markstein says he thinks the drawings are inaccurate, linking Muhammad to terrorism. But he wishes more newspapers would run the cartoons.
Well, with the freedom of speech does come responsibility. And, of course, I would also add that with protest also comes responsibility. Too. You know, you don't burn down embassies.
Markstein says a good editorial cartoon brings light to an issue and doesn't offend for the sake of offending. He thinks that may be the case with the Danish drawings. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.